السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It is Wednesday morning on the bliss of marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course our beloved Fadilatul Ustan Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim Damat Barakatuhum, all the way from Ladysmith, standing in for our beloved senior Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. I don't know whether you are in or whether you are out, but I know definitely you are tuning in and listening to The Bliss of Marriage Part 2 every Wednesday between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Before I begin this beautiful Wednesday morning, which is today the 12th of Feb 2020, which is also the 17th, Jumad al-Ukhra 1441, I want to welcome my engineer, Brother Tobella, and I want to welcome all the beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome all the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Ismail and company, local, national, and international listeners. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132-084-786-3132. I actually got a smile on my face because I just made salam to the listeners, and there the questions are coming in on 084-786-3132. But nevertheless, I want to welcome my beloved Ustad. I hope he's ready to fire from all cylinders. And I hope he's in a good mood this morning. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Marana, it's so nice to hear your voice.
Ameen.
And I think everybody, alhamdulillah, when it comes to our program, you know, speak your heart out.
Oh, definitely.
Or, you know, either Jannah or the marriage bliss when we refer him for Mufti Sahib. I think there's great excitement in the air because, alhamdulillah, we like people to flex their muscles.
Subhanallah.
You know, sometimes, you keep things in your heart and slowly you're destroying yourself, Mana. It's cancerous. Mm. So sometimes it's nice to speak your heart out. Mm. And this is what we try to do, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Try to make it amusing. We try to make it knowledgeable, and we like to, inshallah, share experiences and information. See, because as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deen un-nasiha, the whole of Islam and Shariat is deen. And the purpose of our different types of topics that we take in, Mawlana, is sometimes we feel that we just stick to one particular topic, because Islam and Shariat is a complete code of life.
Indeed, Ustad.
And everyone is doing their fair share, alhamdulillah. But we want to touch base. We want to come to grassroots levels, Mawlana, where people are suffering in silence. Mothers and sisters are suffering, crying the whole day, whole night. Likewise, husbands. And they can't find any solution, in the sense that who do they speak to? Mm-hmm. We live in a society, Mawlana, everyone pointing fingers at us. The moment it comes to know that in that house they got a problem, we are laughing, we're saying, good, Allah punish them. Gee, that is why this is happening. So who do you trust? Gee, yes. Tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Put your trust in Allah, who is everlasting. What Allah Ta'ala says, you ask me, I will fulfill your request. So yes, Mawlana, alhamdulillah, this is the barakat of the bliss of marriage. And I'm sure you have many questions. MashaAllah. Let me tell you something. I still want to hear from our listeners, okay, what is the beautiful pet name that they keep for their wives?
Subhanallah.
Let me hear. One is the normal ones that we hear, lovey, dovey, my darling, this, etc. I want to hear honestly from our listeners, because it's one of the ways to promote love and muhabbat in a relationship when you have a pet name for your partner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always call Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Humaira, Ya Aish, Ya Habiba. Beautiful ways of calling your partner. So I'd like to know, mashallah, that what are our listeners calling each other? I'm looking for some extraordinary phrases, Marana.
Ustad, I love the way you pose that question.
Mulana, let me start. Let me kick it off with this one. You know, an old man, you know, as we grow age, Mulana, we tend to lose our memory. One old man, you know, every time he would call his wife, my love, my darling, my sweetie pie, my cutie pie, and all this kind of words. Mashallah, old people, Mulana, don't underestimate the love of old people. Because the youngsters only think that love is for them also. Mulana, alhamdulillah. You know, the elders in our family, our parents, grandparents, mashallah, they have different ways of expressing their emotion and love for their spouses also. So don't think that love is only for youngsters. Alhamdulillah, they set a better track record than us. So on a lighter note, so this elderly person used to keep calling his wife such nice names. So one of his friends asked him that, you know, why do you call her by these names? You know, doesn't make sense to me. What is her original name? You're calling her my darling, my this, my that. What is her original name? So he said, that is the reason why I'm calling her all these names that I remember. I forgot her original name.
Ah, come on, Ustad. Come on, Omen.
Molana, I have seen, on a serious note now, wait, Molana, on a serious note, I have seen elderly people who are suffering with dementia. Molana, it's so heartbreaking that the husband cannot recognize the wife. And he's asking her, who are you? I don't know who you are. I saw it in my own family, Molana.
Ya Allah, Ustaz.
You know, Allah must not take us to that state in our lives. That way we can't recognize our siblings, we can't even recognize our partners in life. And yet he's like 80 years old and he's married for like 50, 55, 60 years old, brother. Married. And he's asking the family, who's this? I don't know who you are. What's this lady's name? Brother, doesn't he break you down?
Sure. Allahu Akbar.
So yes, we must ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us good memory. Allah Ta'ala must protect our memory. Allah Ta'ala protect us from mental illnesses. You know, as you said, all these types of sicknesses, dementia, where a person, Parkinson's disease, so many types of difficulties in old age, Mawlana. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min arzalil ur. Allah, I'm asking you and seeking refuge in you from arzalil umr, long life. Because eventually we become childish, Munara. You can see that sometimes elderly people, you tell them once, you got to keep reminding them. They will ask you that question 10 times. And we as young people, we get upset and we say them a lot of things. We forgot that zamana that when we were children and they were young, and as grandparents, I as a grandson would ask my grandfather, what is this? He said, oh, it's a book or it's a bird. I keep asking the question and I will keep replying to you. Now, if our grandparents ask us the question the second time, we say, well, you are an old bully. You know, you lost your memory. We become angry and upset with them. No, we all are going to go through this phase. See, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min arzalil umr. Oh Allah, protect me from old age. Allahu Akbar. Yes, oh Allah, if hayat is meant for me, oh Allah, keep me alive. If hayat is good for me, it's good for my iman, it's good for my health, it's good for me. Then Rabbul Alameen, give me a good life. And if life is not meant for me, then Allah, take me away from this dunya. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. So I just thought, you know, nice to hear. I don't know on your screen if you're picking up any new names or something like that. But Ustaz, nevertheless, Mawlana, the floor is yours.
Indeed. Ustaz, before we go out there, I see the names are coming in, definitely. I just want to ask you, Ustaz, because you were speaking about that our program, of course, is such and such, and that whatever you have in your heart, you should pour your heart out. There's a sister wants to know quickly, Ustaz, of course, before we begin the program, that does she keep, is it healthy to keep your problems in your heart, in you, or is it healthy to speak it out? And how should we speak it out? Or maybe sometimes if you do speak it out, it will cause problems, or you just make sabr and you keep it in, Ustaz.
Now, Mawlana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has made it very, very clear. If a wife and a husband have a dispute, Allah ta'ala is saying in the Quran, فَإِذُوهُنَّ talk about it, communicate about it, express your feelings. You see, the mistake we make is, Maulana, we try to suppress. Maulana, there's a cutoff line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person can only make sabr that far. And after that, Maulana, it's either the bubble burst or there's an explosion and there's drama.
Mm.
So why push your position, put yourself in that position where you come right till the end and now when there is no solution, you explode? No. Sharia made it very clear. If there is a dispute between the husband and wife, Allah Pak is saying, فَعِزُوهُنَّ.
Mm.
Talk to each other. Express your feelings. Why I am upset, or why I am angry, why I don't agree with you. Don't bottle up, Rana.
Mm.
You have a right to speak. How long can you bottle up? And sometimes we feel that, no, we don't want to upset our husband, we don't want to upset our family. And in the end of the day, you are getting destroyed. You are withering away, Maulana. Sometimes you see people who are so depressed, Maulana. They are so upset. If you look at them, they look like they are 60 years old.
Ya Allah.
This is what depression does to you, Maulana. Worries, stress. Why? Expel it. Maulana, when you have a boil, how painful it is. It's only when that pus and the blood, the dirty blood, is taken out, then only you get relief. Just to give you an example.
Mm.
So, Maulana, I'm bottling up all my anger and hatred and animosity and whatever you want to call it. What's going to happen eventually, Maulana? That boil is going to burst. And it's going to be very, very painful and detrimental. So, I'm saying, inshallah, in the Quran, Kareem, Allah Pak, you're saying so clear that you have a problem, fa'izuhunna. Not only in marriage, Maulana, whether it's in business, whether it's school, whether it's teacher, student, it's sheikh, or it's murid, whoever it is, talk your problem out. And that's what we're trying to do in Markaz-e Sahaba, Maulana. And you are trying, alhamdulillah, on a daily basis, that speak out, open your heart, speak to us.
Allah.
We're not saying we're the best, Maulana. There may be, alhamdulillah, more people better than us. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala grant khair in every person. But we're trying our level best in terms of Quran and Sharia to guide the Ummah so that inshallah they could be beneficial. So the sister is asking, should we keep it inside and bottle it up? I'm saying no. The Quran is telling you, talk about it. So let's talk about it. Address it with your husband. If you're not getting any joy, inshallah, then speak to your parents. If still further they feel that you're taking sides, then get the ulama involved, inshallah. Get a social welfare person involved. Get a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a life coach, whoever it is. But go to a Muslim person, somebody who's got vision about Sharia. Sometimes we go to the counselors, sometimes we go to the psychologist. They have different visions. They tell you straight, why are you suffering? Take your divorce. Go and file for divorce. Stand up for your rights and fight your husband. Maulana, we must be very, very careful. We don't go to any doctor, Maulana. Alhamdulillah, we always get a second opinion. What's your opinion about this surgeon, this doctor?
Indeed.
We have heard some good word. Allah has kept Shifa in his hand. We go. So we just don't go to anybody and everybody, Maulana. We are selective. So I'm saying to the sisters and brothers, don't just go out to everybody because it's a top name in the society or in the hospital or wherever it is. That person must be Allah conscious. He must have some knowledge of Quran and Sunnah. We must know how to deal with public.
Yes.
And how to advise. Yes, medically they will prescribe medication. The psychiatrist will give his script. The psychologist will give his script. Alhamdulillah. Dua bhi karo, dawa bhi karo.
Yeah, bilkul.
But my nasihat is that if you have to go to a psychologist, inshallah, go to somebody who is deendar.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
This is a nasihat. If you want to go to somebody else, you're welcome. But if you really want benefit and you, for the pleasure of Allah, you want to correct the wrong, then go to a person who's got deen, Islam, and khawfi ilahi.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 23 minutes after 11, you are tuning in listening to The Bliss of Marriage. It's a Wednesday. Remember, Wednesday is part 2 between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Somebody says here from UK, I call, my pet name is Pumpkin. Pumpkin, my husband calls me Pumpkin, Ustad. This one says here, tell Maulana Salim Karim, I'm Candy. Candy, okay. This one says, wow. This one says, my husband calls me hot stuff.
No, mashallah.
Okay, this one says from UK, Ustad, cheeky monkey. Cheeky monkey. Wow. Okay.
Okay, yeah,
this one says from KZN, chipmunk. Ustad. I don't know if you heard this name, Ustad. Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk. Chipmunk.
Okay.
All right.
This
one says diamond. Okay. This one says my husband calls me baby face.
Okay.
Okay. This one says gummy bear, Ustad. Gummy bear.
Okay. One of the bottom line is that call wala tanabazu bil alqab. Don't call insultive names.
Yes.
If you want to keep a pet name for somebody, see, Shariat allows you this flexibility, provided the word that you are using is not detrimental, it's not demoralizing, it's not insultive, inshallah. Choose whatever word you want to say. See, but let it not be derogative. That's the bottom line. I don't know what you call or what I call. I just call my wife. Her name Fatima. I'm not sure what you call your wife, Mulana. But subhanAllah, keep a pet name.
I call her Rose, Ustad.
Rose.
Yeah, Rose. My beautiful Rose.
I was reading in one of the kitabs, Mulana. Though this hadith is za'if, I want to bring it to the attention of the listener. On the night of Miraj, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. A drop of perspiration fell to the ground.
Allahu Akbar.
And the spot where Rasulullah's perspiration fell, a beautiful rose, started blooming.
Allahu Akbar.
And that is why most of the pious servants of Allah, when it comes to perfume, ittar, they prefer a rose.
Yes, Ustad, I took notice, definitely.
I got two bottles in my pocket. Man, I'll give you one.
Please, Ustad. Please, inshallah.
You know, rose water, from a Hakim point of view, I mean, the sisters will tell you that, mashallah, it enhances their beauty. You know, they use them as a moisturizer cream. They use it on their face. They use it on their body. Pure rose water. To get 1 liter of pure rose water, you got to boil 1 ton of rose petals.
Subhanallah.
You must see the filtration position of how they manufacture that pure rose water. It is unreal. So for my Akabirin said that though this hadith is zarif, but when it comes to fazail, one great alim used to always use the utter perfume which is made out of rose. And somebody said, but this hadith is zarif. He said, yes, I understand that. But sometimes when it comes to zarif hadiths, when it's supported with many other hadiths, I mean, those who do usul hadith were able to explain this in more in detail. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, can you imagine from a place you call it, I'm just taking it on your word, Mulana, that you call your wife a rose.
Gigi, Ustad, Allahu Akbar.
But you know what's the beauty of a rose petal, Mulana Guru? The more you squeeze it and crush it in your hand, the more the perfume remains in your hand.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Ustad, is the brother says that, of course, he's got two wives. So he's got two wives, and he says that I've got a problem calling them beautiful names because I used to call one sexy and the other one I used to call freaky. So he wants advice from you that both of them, they're not, of course, they do like the names, but one is fighting with the other, saying that, why do you call this one sexy and why do you call me freaky? I don't know if you get the question, Ustad.
Now, first of all, this is private matter, Mulana. Why must he tell her, or he tell his wife or his second wife or first wife what names?
Yes.
You see, your bedroom stories, Mulana, just even you have your second wife also. What is with your first wife? It is totally private and confidential. Sometimes, you know, out of goodness of our heart, we want to tell, you know, women's tabiat is like this, Mulana. They have this tendency of jealousy, which is a natural thing that Allah has kept in them. So obviously, as I said to you, keep such a name that will not offend your partner. So yes, he's got two wives, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala keep the muhabbat going between them and the respect between them. But I think, you know, whatever you call your first wife, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Allah, I have so many wives. Allah, I will make sure that adl and insaf, justice and equality will prevail. But when it comes to love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, I'm not the owner of this heart. When it comes to love, I won't be able to say that I love all of them equal. I love Hazrat Aisha the most. From the women folk, I love Hazrat Aisha. From the men folk, I love Hazrat Abu Bakr, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Allah, I'm not the Malik of this heart. But when it comes to hukukul law and hukukul ibad. Oh Allah, I'm doing what Shariat and Quran has asked me to do. I'm treating them, every one of them, equal. Mm. When it comes to love, see, oh Allah, I'm not the owner of this heart, I'm not the malik of my heart, but I love Hazrat Aisha more. Mm. So yes, to the brother, mashallah, I think maybe let's change the name. I think better, if you want to make your marriage more exciting, mm-hmm. every month let's change the name. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar.
Every month, mashallah. So they got this whole another 8 months to think now, next month, inshallah, what I'm going to call my wife. It makes it so interesting, Murana. Okay, because sometimes it becomes boring. Mm. You want to make your marriage exciting. So these are little games that you play with each other. Murana, did you have a pillow fight with your wife?
That's a good one. No, Ustad, I don't. To be honest, I don't.
Yeah. Do you have a race with your wife? You ran with her anytime, Murana?
No, I walked with her, Ustad.
You walked with her, mashallah. There's a saying in Arabic, Darbul Habibi Zabibun.
Subhanallah.
You know, if I slap you, Moana, maybe you'll give me my teeth in my hand, okay, because alhamdulillah. But let your wife slap you, you know, in a joyous mood, in a playful mood, mashallah. You'll say, hit harder. This is what love is. This is what nikah brings between two persons, Moana. So Darbul Habibi, you know, the hitting of your beloved, the one you love the most, is Zabibun, is sweet like raisin. So yes, suggestion to the brother, inshallah, every month change, inshallah, change the password.
Somebody says here, Ustad, let's go to, it says here, Assalamu alaikum Alana Arafat and Mufti Salim Karim, we make dua for you guys every day. You do so much for the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you for all your efforts. Sister Naila from Lower Zambezi. The other one says, Maulana Salim Karim, I'm married for 4 years. Yes, I'm young, Maulana Salim. Yes, I might not know how to be intimate in bed or how to satisfy my husband. But he's got a bad habit, Maulana Salim. He goes to my sister and tell her our bedroom stories. I'm so put off, Maulana Salim. Now they became so good friends. I need advice from the listeners, from the sisters, and from you, Maulana Salim. What does the sister do, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Maulana Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, do not describe... A wife should not describe another woman to her husband, and vice versa. One. Number two, whatever happens and transpires in bed or in your bedroom, Monana, it's absolutely private and confidential. You can have the worst fight and be divorced, or you lose your husband. What happened in the period that you were in nikah with your partner, what happened in that bedroom, remains there, it goes with you in your janazah. It is haram and lanat on that person who goes out after divorcing his wife or the wife leaving the husband and go and talk about bedroom stories. And it is so unfair for this husband to go to the sister.
Astaghfirullah.
You know, this is absolutely demeaning, Mulana, absolutely disrespectful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hamu mawtun, a brother-in-law is dead. You're supposed to make parda. You're supposed to make hijab. You're not supposed to embrace your brother-in-law. You're not supposed to shake hands with your brother-in-law. You're not supposed to be in privacy alone with your brother-in-law. Al-hamu mautun. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, brother-in-law is dead. She's still a young bride, Marana. Take off this husband, inshallah, trying to read up from Beheshti, they were a gift to the bride, a gift to the bridegroom. There are so many kitabs, Murana, alhamdulillah, that is written about intimacy, about lovemaking. Alhamdulillah. Why can't I read it to my partner and my partner explain to me, or vice versa? There is no room. Then looks like he's got ulterior motive, Murana. So, and for that sister-in-law to entertain him,
yes,
is also equally wrong, Murana.
But Ustad, even if he's got a good intention, even if he's got
intention, this is haram, Murana. It's not about it. Simple as that. Your intention here is totally not acceptable. This is guna and masiyat. You know that it's not permissible to go and talk to your brother-in-law about this. This is not on.
Ustad, do you think by them doing this, it will maybe create a meaning zina between both of them, or maybe between the sister-in-law and the husband, Ustad? If they continue...
First of all, you're breaking ties. That's why you can't get married to two sisters.
Astaghfirullah.
Why? What's wrong with that? But Shariat said, you see, both of them came from one womb, one mother. Allah has kept that good ties between sisters. That's why it is so important in Sharia to keep up family ties. That's why it is haram for you to get married to two sisters. Yes, you can only get married to the sister. If you divorce the first sister or she passes on, then you can marry the other sister. But together, simultaneously, to marry two sisters is haram. The reason behind it and the logic behind it, Allah wants to keep the bond. Now, if he's going to go and talk to the other sister, what will the other sister think? He's going to pollute her mind. Mm. She's going to undermine her sister. She's not being fair. She should be fair to come and say, "Sister, your husband came to me and complained. Please stop it. Stop your husband."
Allahu Akbar.
She must not entertain him at all, Mulana. This is such private matters, Mulana. Nobody knows everything about sexuality. Mulana, that's why the best nikah, the best tuition that you can get, inshallah, to join your wife and enjoy a good life of intimacy, you learn from each other. Nobody came out from a university with a sex certificate. You are going to learn by trial and error, and eventually Allah will make it such. That's why when it comes to your intimacy, express your feelings to your husband or to your wife. That I'm not satisfied. We need to better our technique. We need to better our style, or we need to do something, inshallah, that we could satisfy each other. We need to talk to each other, not outsiders.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Somebody says, very true what Mawlana Salim Karim is saying. It's haq, it's reality. Mawlana Arafat. This one says, Mawlana, my daughter is getting divorced and she is feeling very disheartened, Mawlana Salim, that she made her istikhara salah and did everything Islamically before marriage by not going out with her husband while she was proposed. And her marriage did not work. Her friends married the boys that they were going out with, and yet their marriage are working out. Please advise. What do I do, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As I say, we have to do our istikhara. Is just a guideline. Alhamdulillah, you make istikhara yourself, asking Allah for guidance. But together with that, you tie your camel and place your trust in Allah. So did I do my homework properly? Yes, I made my istikhara. But did I fortify it and made further investigation? I've got the feeling inside. Mulana, sometimes when you love somebody, you know, you can see the two people are in love here. And they say, "No, make istikhara for us." And we know for a fact that they have already made up their mind, they want each other. Many times it happens like
yes, this. Yes, Ustad, correct.
We
correct.
Just use the istikhara as an excuse. No, we're going to make istikhara. In the meantime, these two people, silently or privately, have already confirmed each other. Hey, I'm not saying that the istikhara was done incorrectly. Yes, she did her duty in terms of Sharia. She made istikhara and she felt, okay, maybe this is the partner. But that's not only sufficient. We have to also do our homework, Mulana. Find out about the boy's akhlaq, his temperament, his so many aspects that we have to look into before we can say, yes, yes, you made your istikhara, you got an answer, alhamdulillah. It is just a guideline for you. But it doesn't mean that you should not do further in the investigation. Obviously, Mawlana, divorce is very, very painful. I've seen people cry. You know, I've many times have to take the divorce paper and go and give it to the sister. And you must see what happens to the sister at that time.
It's not a good thing, Ustad. It's definitely not a good thing.
Very, very heartbreaking. They become, you know, emotional. And, you know, the rest of their lives sometimes, they become suicidal. Mawlana, they just give up hope in living this world.
So somebody says, tell Mawlana Salim, instead of divorcing, why don't you just take a second wife? Because you don't want to break another woman. Brother Tobela is shaking his head. He says, instead of divorcing, but Ustad, it's hard so. Even if you take a second wife,
No, Mawlana, it's not about taking a second wife and third wife, Mawlana. If I can resolve the issue, Mawlana, first we have to work at the marriage. You know, let's try. Okay, you know, now it ended up in divorce. All right. Uh-huh. Did he give 3 talaq? Did he give 2 talaq? Did he give 1 talaq? If he gave 1 talaq, okay, talaq raji'i.
Indeed.
He can still got 3 months to reconcile.
Indeed.
Even if he gave talaq buy-in, inshallah, within the iddat period or after the iddat period, they have to make tajdeed nikah. They have to make a new fresh nikah. So maybe, inshallah, somebody need to set this couple down. I don't know if there's children involved in your Mawlana, when there's children involved, my heart goes out, you know, to see those children broken into pieces.
Allah
and seeing their parents, you know, separated, and what they go, the trauma they go to, the tears, the heartache they go to, Mawlana. it is just not worth it, Molana. Try and make the marriage work. Fight for your marriage, Molana. Don't just say that, you know what, there are many girls available, I'll go and get married. The girl will say the same thing, fine, you give me my talaq, there are hundreds of men waiting to marry me.
No, it shouldn't be like that to start. It shouldn't
be. That's the wrong attitude. Try to work on your marriage, Molana. Take that ego out, take that nafsaniyat out. Yes, but I'm two things, Molana. I won't tolerate and I won't advise.
Uh-huh.
If your husband is bashing you, and you and I had a fight on this yesterday.
I'm coming to that question. I got a question.
If your husband is an abuser, physical abuser, emotional abuser, then you need to go to the Jamiat and somewhat try your level best. After trying everything, go for a fasakh, and inshallah, Allah will open your door somewhere else. But you cannot live in an abusive marriage. That's my final answer.
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. 20 minutes to 12. We've got a lot of questions, so just bear with me. Somebody says from Pretoria, Ustad, I call my wife by my best friend's wife's name. She gets really angry, but I wish my wife was more like her. Huh, Ustad? The brother is from Pretoria.
As they say in Urdu, dal mein kala hai. You know what it means? Dal mein kala hai.
No, Ustad.
No, I'm serious. I mean, how can he say this to his wife? Don't talk good about another woman in the presence of your wife. You should never do that. It is haram. It looks like something is wrong here. There seems to be some connection between here. These two people are communicating. Well, no, it's haram. You're cheating. You're not being faithful to your wife. It is wrong to do that, Molana, bottom line. Even in the dictionary, Molana, there's only that word he could find what that other lady has got, Molana. We have the full Arabic dictionary. We have the full Urdu dictionary.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. 0847863132. Send your questions in. Yes, my beloved listeners. This one says, Molana, I call my wife Sunshine. Okay. This one says from Mayfair West, I call my husband Rambo. Wow. Okay. This one says, Molana, I call my wife Butterfly. Okay. That's not bad. This one says, Molana Arafat, my husband puts an adult movie before we get intimate. He says it's permissible. The Molana told him that it is permissible. And he says, again, I'm going to say to Ustad, he says there is a hadith, something to this effect. And he says, because he's watching with her, meaning with his wife, not with any na ghair mahram. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajun. Ustad, anonymous.
Molana, this person needs to read the kalima.
Astaghfirullah.
And whichever alim guided him, he may be just shooting from the hip. I don't think any alim in his correct mind will ever say a thing like this. Let's do a postmortem of this, Molana.
Uh-huh.
In terms of Shariat, even if it is not preferable or not liked in Shariat to look at each other as husband and wife's private parts. Yes, alhamdulillah, you can use your hands, and alhamdulillah, you can do whatever the foreplay that goes in Shariat and Mula'a, but also so much of respect. That even when you are intimate with your wife, cover yourself with a sheet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't be like animals in the state of nakedness. You are committing to your wife and being intimate to your wife. Can you imagine how pure Shariat is, how clear Shariat is? One. Number two, it shows that this person has been addicted to pornography. That's why he can't function normally, Molana. Allah has kept normal receptions in your body. Which is called mula'abat, when you're trying, which we call foreplay in English. Shariat has given you ijazat to do whatever it is, provided fa'atu hadsakum anna shaitum. Do your intimacy in the place where Allah has asked you to do it. That's also a beauty in Islam. So for him to say that there's a hadith of Rasulullah, I'm saying to you that in terms of Shariat, to cover from below the navel to below the knee, this is wajib and farz for a man. Number two, Shariat has said it is not preferable. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, wallahi, I never saw of Rasulullah, and Rasulullah never saw of me. Subhanallah. So for him to say that I want to get aroused by watching an adult film, this is lanat. It's a curse. You're starting such a... What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to you? inshallah, if you want to be intimate, mashallah, create the atmosphere. At least try to be in the state of wudu initially. Inshallah, al-Aziz, read the dua. Allahumma jannibni wa jannibi shaytan aminni. Why did Rasulullah give us that shaytan must not be part and parcel of this intimacy at all? And this man is saying, it's a hadith of Rasulullah. He should read his kalima. Wallahu al-Azim. Make tawbah to Allah and stop watching this thing. The wife should definitely say, no, I do not want to see this.
But Ustaz, do you think there are people out there where they actually watch these adult filthy films?
Oh, it's happening, Morana, it's happening.
But I mean you've got your wife, she's halal, Ustaz. I don't know, I'm just asking, is there people out there doing that, Ustaz?
Morana, you see, all that is all lies there, Morana. It's all strict. All strict, Morana, because shaitan knows. These people who make this type of documentary, Morana, Wallahu al-Azim, they know how to earn money. They know how to use that camera. They know which lens to use it. They know what it's all fake and artificial. Morana, haram, lanat. Imagine I'm going to look at that and then go to my wife. What is my wife then? I am fantasizing about that woman that I'm seeing on that film there, Morana. My wife is nothing to me. And in terms of Sharia, it is haram to see this type of films, Morana, adult films, whatever. Whether for educational purposes or for whatever reason. Morana, it's totally haram. Allah gave you a natural life, a natural deen. Allah Ta'ala made intimacy such a big ni'mat from Allah. Sahaba Ikram, you know, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam was explaining to the Sahaba that if you put a morsel of food in your mouth of your wife, Allah will give you ajre azim. That shows love. That shows commitment. So Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, when we're going to do this and put the food into the mouth of our spouse, this is lust. This is not ibadat. This is lust. And to who? To your wife. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba al-Kiram, if you put that same morsel of food in a ghair mahram, what would you classify it to? So they said it would be haram. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is why I'm saying that if you do this for your wife who is halal in your nikah, Allah is giving you ajr-e azim. Unfortunately, the youth, we have to talk about this thing. You know, I know of children from the age of 5 are watching pornography. Parents have come. They want advice. They want help. Most of people, I'm not saying all, but generally this is becoming the trend. Because now I'm sitting at home, Molana, I'm sitting at my workplace, I'm on the train. Everywhere I go, Molana, before we used to sit nicely and read a novel or read a book or read the newspaper. First thing we ask, where's the Wi-Fi here? Am I right? You go to the airport, where are you running to first?
Yes, Ustaz, correct. I've seen it, Ustaz. Yeah. I've seen that.
We are guilty ourselves because now we want to connect with our families. But what I'm saying, Molana, I'm free there. I'm free in the hotel. First thing we go to the hotel, at the counter, what are we saying to this person? Give us the code. You want to connect with the Wi-Fi. I'm just saying all of us are doing this, Molana. We think that being far away from our families and from people, nobody is watching what guna we are making. Allah is watching us.
Yes. Hakikat, Ustad. Hakikat. Somebody says, Molana Salim Karim, I would like to share my story with you and with the listeners. I really, 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 she puts here 3 times, Ustad. Really, really, really need listeners' help. I'm married for 17 years. We had a healthy marriage, Ustad. We have 3 beautiful daughters, Ustad. Until one day, my husband, he slept with our maid. He says he made a mistake and he is sorry. My 3 daughters wants to leave our house. Ustad, I don't know what to do. I need help from sisters, please. My family is falling apart. He slept with our maid 3 times. He admits he made a mistake. Ustad, come on, Ustad. And don't, Ustad, don't tell me forgive him. Don't tell me forgive him, please, Ustad. Come on.
First and foremost, we empathize with her. Allah Ta'ala grant her sabr-e jameel. Allah make it easy for her. It's a great embarrassment.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
You know, I can't understand the mentality of men, Mawlana. When Allah is giving you such beautiful wives, Allah is giving you such beautiful ladies that what that woman has got, Mawlana, Allahu Akbar. See how Sharia explains this. You see how this ayah, farmaye, ye aap ko paakiza rakho. So dil paakiza rahega. Remember my words, Molana.
Allah.
Keep your eyes pure. Rasulullah said, your first glance is acceptable unintentionally, but do not follow it up with another glance. Morana, now we got maids that are coming. First of all, do we really need a maid at home? We need to ask ourselves the question. Number two, do I need a smart-looking maid who's got makeup,
who's
got half pants on,
correct,
who's got
Ustad.
Half of her upper exposed? Morana, you think Shaitan is not going to play havoc? So, the mothers and our wives also should take responsibility. Do not employ these young types of maid in your home. Take a middle-aged or a senior lady, inshallah al-Aziz. They are dressed appropriately. Set rules in the house.
But Ustad, you don't blame the sister mothers out there. I mean, it's we men folk, as you were saying about our eyes. I mean, now...
I'm just giving advice, Manas, for the future. That if we are going to employ somebody, whether it's a maid or a helper or whatever it is, we have to make parda from them, first and foremost.
Sure.
That's what Sharia tells you. Manana, you got a garden boy there who's cleaning the garden, or
yes.
cleaning the yard, everything. MashaAllah, some of the sisters who are in hijab, we don't make parda from them. The garden boy, there's no. He's working in the garden, there's no need for me to make parda. Sometimes he's a driver, we have to take him to the hospital, you've got to take them to the supermarket. You're going with a ghair mahram, Manana, it's not permissible.
Ustad, what you're telling me is this reality happening?
Manana, it's not a reality, it's more than a reality, I think. So, Manana, sometimes we are cutting our own feet, Manana. The fire has started in this house from the very flame of this house. Manana, we have to take responsibility. I'm talking about the sister's case. We really feel from the bottom of our heart. Allah Ta'ala, make it easy for her. We need to make dua for her three daughters. And this father, he's got no sharam in him. Manana, he's got no modesty. Allah Pak has given him three daughters. You keep a good name for your daughter. You give them Islamic education. You get them married. Allah Ta'ala says, together on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah said, we will be like these two fingers. And they have earned their jannah. A daughter is a shield for the father.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. What the good? Yeah. Jis din se ho gayi beti. You know, on the day of Al-Wida for your daughter, Manana, you're sending her off. Do you know the feeling of a father and a mother? The shair ne ka, Rahi Bastavi, I like him. Jis din se ho gayi beti, parai chali gayi. The day my daughter has left her home and gone to her matrimonial home. Lagta hai umar bhar ki kamai chali gayi. It looks like my whole life saving is gone. That's the daughter. This father is absolutely got no morals, no scruples. He's absolutely besharam. And it's so hard for the wife now.
So
my husband slept with a maid.
Now, Ustad, I want to ask you, Ustad. The sister, she's listening. All the sisters out there, they are listening to the program, alhamdulillah. She says here that my daughters, they don't want to see their father. They don't want to, he says that they want to go now to my parents' house. But the sister is saying that nobody knows about this, that my husband slept with a maid. Nobody knows. Not the family. It has not reached, it hasn't broken out as yet. Now, I want to ask you, what does she do in a situation like this? You must remember, everything is broken, Ustad. The trust of the daughters, the wife, I mean, everything is going haywire in the house. I don't know, Ustad.
There's two ways of answering this question. Look at it long term and short term. I know you're going to opt for the short term.
Definitely short term.
Yeah, tell her to walk and go. Am I right? This is what you're going to tell her.
Definitely, I'm going to tell her, you know what? Tell him to pick his bags and he can go and find somebody else or marry that maid. That's it, khalas.
Okay.
Okay.
If this man has made tawbah, now we're talking Shariat now. We can commit the worst guna. Whether as long as we never commit kufr and shirk.
Indeed, Ustad, indeed.
You know, Murana, like how you commit zina is a kabira guna.
Indeed.
How you drink alcohol is a kabira guna.
Indeed.
How you commit suicide is a kabira guna.
Indeed.
How you go to the casino, mashallah, and you're playing the, what you call the game. So all these are kabira gunas. So if the husband is doing all these types of things, do we really going to tell them that, you know, give your wife talaq, I mean, give your husband talaq or walk out of this marriage? We need to tread very carefully, Abraham.
But Ustad, three times he admitted it. Three times he slept on the maid.
No, okay, then he said, I mean, I thought it's the first time he's doing this. Then obviously she has a right to go to the jamiat and say that I want a talaq or I want a I agree with you here, Namona, because now one time is not, you can say, okay, correct, it was a mistake. But to keep repeating it means it formed the habit. There's something going on between them. Dal me kala, you know what I'm saying? She can get infected with AIDS. She can get infected with STD. Her life can be destroyed. See, her paki and napaki is being compromised. Her izzat and respect is being compromised. Her emotions. How am I going to sleep with my husband?
Ya Allah.
In that way, Mona, I will stand with you and support you.
Definitely, Ustad. Yes, Ustad, you were right as you were saying. The brother, of course, he made a mistake once and he's turning to Toba. Yes, I totally agree with you. But she says, I'm reading it out. She says, my family's falling apart. He slept with our mate 3 times. He admits he made a mistake, Ustad. The man is admitting.
Well, I don't know what's the word to use for him. You know, maybe he's got some major problem in his life. But the sister is asking for help.
Ji, Ustad.
Inshallah, Uladiz. She needs to go and speak to the Jamiat, inshallah, speak to a marriage counselor, speak to K-Line. Inshallah, make mashura, and in the end, if this is what he has done and what he is doing, Mulana, and it's, Mulana, I always say, if you open your leg once, I know it's, I'm saying it very crudely.
Yes, yes.
This is the curse of zina, Mulana.
Astaghfirullah.
If you make zina one time, whether mistakenly or not mistakenly, and I always say, if you open your leg once, you can open it always. That's the curse of zina. If you did it once, you're going to repeat it.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Until you make tawbah, you go and make bed with the sheikh. Look after your eyes. Appreciate your wife. Go back. See? Then only it can be of help. But if you open your leg once, Mawlana, you're going to open your leg again.
Ustad, before I go to the next question, we've got about 5 minutes left. Any advice to the 3 daughters? Do you tell them to break completely ties from the father? Of course, at the end of the day, he's the dad, he's the father. Or do you give them advice, Ji Ustad?
No, definitely not. We should not poison the minds of the children. It's a war between the wife and the husband.
Yes, Ustad.
These are masoom children, the innocent children. They should still respect their father. They should still keep family ties. They should still communicate with their father. By speaking ill of their father, or not making salam, or not respecting him, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to be gunahgars. So we need to separate the issues. The father made the mistake, yet he must pay for it. But our children, we cannot badmouth the father in the presence of the daughters, because tomorrow they have to get married, Mawlana. And people are going to ask, why did your parents get divorced? Many times you go for proposal, Mulana, they ask this question, but why were you divorced?
Ya Allah.
Mulana, can you imagine now, am I going to answer this question, that this is what happened in my house? So far she kept it under wrap for the izzat of the family and her daughters, but now it's gone too far. He's become a habitual, what you call, person who's committing zina. Then he doesn't deserve the respect and the honor of being a husband.
I see, brother Yusuf Ali says, I must tell you, they must just change, he says, they must just change the maid. Just change the damn maid. That's what our beloved, mashallah, journalist says, that just change the maid. And like you said, Ustad, get an elderly person. Maybe that should work, Ustad.
If this is happening, I don't think they should have a maid at all. Simple. Because, you know, one day you come and something happens. You're back to square one. You know, like, Mawlana, when you are a habitual person who's committing zina, you can send him to the best rehab center. Gee? But there is no guarantee whatsoever. Illa if Allah guides him, he makes tawbah sincerely and he corrects his life. Yes, alhamdulillah. But like how a drug addict, Mawlana, you can give him the best.
Yes.
Do whatever you want, Mawlana. If until they don't think from inside, make tawbah sincerely, they don't do self-reformation, Mawlana, they don't fight the enough, there is no way that they are going to stop this.
Ustad,
so if you asking me, get another maid, as Brother Yusuf said, I don't think that's the solution.
No, I also...
The very same maid, whether he's old, Mawlana, kullu saqit laqit.
So the saying,
you know, something that is lying found on, you know, when we walk sometime, we find an amanat, maybe you find something. See? So somebody said, you know, but what's wrong? to make salam to an old lady. So I said, yeah, in terms of Shariat, yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Indeed.
Alhamdulillah. But she said, who's going to look at her? She's an old lady. So I said, there's an old man, mashallah, he may be looking for a partner. He may like her and admire.
Mm.
So, لِكُلِّ سَاقِتْ لَاقِتْ. Anything that is lying, you find it, there will be some and somebody to pick it up.
Mm.
So you don't think that maybe it's not my cup of tea. Maybe it is somebody else's cup. Mm.
SubhanAllah. Ustaz, before it's 2 minutes left, let's go to the question, of course, that sister did pose yesterday quickly. I want your right, Ustaz. I've grown up in an abused family. I'm the only daughter, no siblings. My dad used to beat me and my mom up severely until she finally passed away due to brain hemorrhage. Now I'm married and my husband does the same to me. When I hear people talk about how happy they are, I sometimes wonder if there is such a thing as true happiness. What is my way forward? So what does this sister do, Ustaz?
Well, of course, I'd like to ask her that she has children.
Mm. Yes, yeah, she's got children, Ustaz. One child.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Number two, does she have a support base? In other words, Alhamdulillah, if she feels that I'm no more going to be in this marriage,
mm.
can I go back to my parents' house? Can I go back to my brother's house?
Mm.
InshaAllah, and they can take care of me.
Mm.
Number three, as I said to you, you have to get a protection order. Mm. I'm saying to all the sisters, if you find your husband to be an abusive man,
yes,
I always say, take your size, Molana. Same person, ask him, let's get a person equal in height, strength, and let's see if you can have a boxing match. See who gets the blue eye first.
Ustaz, can you say, once a man starts hitting his wife, will he continue or maybe you think he will stop eventually? No, yes.
Okay, Molana, I think when a person is a psychopath, a person is bipolar, and it is his nature to be violent, then obviously he's going to continue with this.
Mm.
To save her life and the life of her child, so that tomorrow that child can grow up in a healthy atmosphere and inshallah and be a role model, so that when he marries somebody else's daughter, alhamdulillah, he will have good akhlaq.
Mm.
But seeing this violence taking place every day, you are damaging that child and eventually you are damaging your wife. You have already damaged her.
Mm.
You've already destroyed her. She's just there for the sake of saving this marriage. See? So my advice to her, she should see a social worker, alhamdulillah. And number two, get a peace order or get a protection order. That once more, if he raises his hand on her, they should lock him up and pick him up. And that protection order and peace order is very powerful. Marana, I've seen it act. I've seen a lot of women. The moment the husband touched, they phoned the police. And in 5 minutes, the van was there, loaded him up on a Friday, and he comes out on Monday morning on a bail.
Well, Ustaz, let's leave it there. We will be seeing you guys, seeing you tomorrow night, inshallah, on the discussion, Ustaz. I see many questions are still coming in. So let's leave it there, inshallah, Ustaz. It's already time for the news.
No problem. Jazakallah, Mulana. Allah Ta'ala grant it. Make it easy for all those who are going through difficulties.
Ameen.
Allah,
ameen,
make it
ameen.
Easy for them, inshallah.
Ameen.
Read Guru Sharif 11 times and 500 times. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahim.
I see the sister says, why can't we find good husbands like Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Arafat? Wow. SubhanAllah. Anyway, Ustaz, let's leave it there. Let's
we don't want to have World War III.
Up next is Haji Yusuf Ali. I see he's full of smiles. Let's go for the 12 o'clock news.